I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, yeah. Enough of this nonsense. Let's get to the guest line. Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We go out to the guest line. We talk to my man, Hawaiian Punch-Out Jordan Yamamoto. Yeah. Talk to him before the season. We got Fan Fest tomorrow.
Good morning, Jordan. How are you? Jordan?
Yes, here. Sorry, I couldn't hear the first part.
You didn't want.
It's all understandable.
You didn't want to hear.
What's going on, man? How are you? It's good to have baseball back.
Yes, definitely. How are you guys? It's been great.
It's
a little bit cloudy today, but
I know.
Still worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a lot of things. I don't know where you've been during the off season, but it's been we've had the weird time where it was cold last week. Iguanas were falling out of the trees. So the weather.
Oh, yeah, I was here for that.
Did you catch any?
Yeah, I actually stayed in Jupiter for the off season. That's where me and my fiance lives now. So we're up there for most off season, and I go home for about a couple of weeks for Christmas and New Year's, and then I'm back out in Jupiter again.
Yeah, you got engaged this off season. How did that go down, man? Was it big surprise? Was it quick? How did you go at all romantic? How did you go about it?
I mean, it was more of like it felt right, and I'm going to do it at the right time. We're up in New Jersey. For her stepdad's birthday party with their family, because her mom's side is all from Jersey. So we're up there visiting family, and we're on the beach, and it just happened.
All right. I like it.
So you went all the way up to a beach in Jersey, and you have these beautiful beaches down here?
It just felt right, man. What are you?
All right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no. At the time, the beaches weren't as nice as Jupiter. Had all the seaweed and stuff like that. But now the beaches are a little nicer. So,
so do you feel like you have to step the game up when Valentine's Day comes around? Because now it's a fiance Valentine's Day, or are you gonna go like same level of romance next week?
I mean, I think it's the same level. We're more of the simple life. You know, we've talked about it. We're thinking about just doing a little night in where we just cook and we have fun. You know, and watch a movie maybe. Nothing crazy. Like I said, we're more simple together than anything else.
So what do you
hear that way?
That's awesome, man. Well, that's congratulations. We're very happy
Thank
for you.
You.
So you got this year is going to be big for you, because you know it's a little bit different for you now, man. People got expectations of you. Like you burst onto the scene last year, and you shook up everybody. You're like, whoa, who is it? Jordan Yamamoto out of nowhere, and you're just striking fools out left and right, and now people are going to think, all right, this guy's going to be a piece. Did you do anything different as far as preparation is concerned? Does it feel different going into this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's completely different. You know, this is the first off season where I was completely healthy coming into the season. So coming to spring training, this is the first one I'm completely healthy and ready to go. This off season was, I told the front office, I told everybody, you know, I'm going to stay in Jupiter, work out of the complex, lift at the complex, throw at the complex, get ready at the complex so that I can be on their program to be ready for this season, you know, instead of going home. And when I go home to Hawaii, it's like I want to go to the beach every day, you know. So it's not a very good, I guess, motivation over there, because you want to go to the beach every day whenever it's nice. So you go from sun up to sundown, and by the time you get home, you kind of don't really want to work out. So I said, I got to get away from that. I got to get away from drinking beers all the time over there, to come over here and work out and eat healthy and get ready for the season, because this is a big one. This is where I can either establish myself or get myself sent back down to the minor leagues, you know. So it's kind of one of those scenarios that my agent was on top of the whole offseason, my dad was on top of the whole offseason, everybody was, just to be ready for this year.
I know my that Hawaii beer is thick too. It's not, man, it's thick. Like, it's like that IPA stuff. Oh, it is brutal. It's like,
It would have been.
Well, there's nothing better than a Corona or a Heineken on a nice 95-degree day sitting on the beach. So can't go wrong with that, but I have to get away from that for a little bit.
It did help that you have that here.
It's not the same.
Jupiter's not the same as Hawaii.
No, I know.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's a little different. And over here, too, with a lot of the guys, whenever we're at the field, you know, it's kind of like the field and everybody needs to eat healthy. So it's not like at home where a lot of us go, yeah, let's go to the beach where I can have all my friends that I grew up with. Oh, let's go to the beach and drink, you know. So it's not like that over here. It's more business, and that's what I like. I kind of like being able to focus on baseball and focus on my career.
Well, that's interesting, too, because now you also would have probably had the situation where you're home and now you're big-time major league pitcher and they're like, everybody's going to want a piece of your time at home, too. Because I imagine it's one of those.
It's definitely not like that, you know. For me, I definitely appreciate all my fans, but at the same time, Hawaii really isn't like that. Doesn't matter where you are in life, it doesn't matter what you come from. Everybody treats everybody the same.
So really,
that's the great part about Hawaii.
That's pretty awesome. Now, I saw on social media this offseason you were doing I don't know if I want to call it recruiting, but it felt like you were putting good vibes towards Tua Tagovailoa coming to the Miami Dolphins, having another little 305 Hawaii connection.
I seen that, and that'd be actually really, really cool. I mean, me and Tua went to the same high school. I actually knew him from when he was probably sixth grade. He was I've seen him when he was probably about 5 feet tall, and then he come back 7 days, 9 days, he's just way taller than me now. So I've definitely known him for a while. And, I mean, it'd be pretty cool to see him at 305.
Well, is that weird? Like, did it blow your mind seeing a guy like you knew so young and you're like, dang, this guy's, if not going to be the number one quarterback taken, he's going to be one of the top quarterbacks taken. That has to be crazy for two guys who went to the same school to be, I guess, at the levels you guys are at and are going to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, because we were in the same high school as Marcus Mariota, Kamale Correa. So a lot of these guys, y'all, like Brandon League. So our high school is very athletic. Our high school breeds a lot of athletes. But it's kind of cool because, like, when I was probably a freshman, that was when Marcus was a senior, and that was when Tua was a seventh grader or sixth grader, something like that. You know, and we'd always go watch Marcus throw football, and then you would see Tua throwing right alongside of them. And we're looking at, because Coach Vinny was their quarterback coach, but he was also our infield coach. And you would look at them, and then they would always say, yeah, that's Coach Vinny's prodigy, looking at Tua. And you see him throw a ball at seventh grade, and he's dropping dimes, you know, 30, 40 yards farther than half the baseball players can throw a football. So it was really impressive. And from there, we're like, yeah, he's gonna go far and be great at football.
We were talking to Brandon Kinstler yesterday. As you added him to the bullpen this season. He was talking about Derek Jeter being very, very intense this offseason. Like, he's kind of done with the whole, like, you know, the cute young guys. Like, he wants to start winning big time. So it sounds like personally you took stock of you know that this is a next level jump for you, and this is a very big make or break for you as you got a taste of the big leagues last year. As a team, like, has there been any talk at the facility amongst the coaching staff or any of that they want to see a huge jump this year? Because you guys kind of went through this situation where it was a bad rut to start the year, nice little like 2.5 month run, and then it felt like it kind of fell off again. What from a standpoint have you heard? I guess the team wise that they want out of this year.
I mean, you go into anything, like, I don't believe anybody in this job line in. Being a big league, I don't think any of us have that kind of setback of where we're content with losing, you know? I don't think anybody, knowing being a big leaguer, how competitive it is, like, I think everybody has a competitive side to win. And we've had multiple talks and saying, hey, guys, like, we got to set this up. Like, we got to be able to win this year, you know? It sucks losing. It sucks having that 100-loss season, you know? It sucks being talked down upon by everybody around us, you know. So it's a sucky feeling to always lose. So we want to change that. And as a team, as a front office, everybody wants to change that. And we all have the mindset of coming to win and not coming to the field to lose every day. So, I mean, I just say that yes, he's intense. He just throw the best nine out there, you know. And everybody has seen it. If you're good enough to play in the big leagues, he'll bring you up. And if you're good enough to stay, he'll keep you. You know, so it's not like where he's just rotating guys and does a lot of options and going up and down, up and down, up and down. No, if you're good enough to stay, he'll keep you. So that's when I see that it's more of a competitive side than just a, oh, we're just rebuilding. No, he's still there to win. And that's what we're all still there to do, is we want to win and we want to perform and we want to show our fans that, that they can come out to the game and see us win, you know, and potentially give a good game to watch.
Jordan, where you are now in your career versus, you know, a couple years ago, what's the biggest change? Because I always wonder, like, you know, when guys take that next step to professional sports, whatever it is, the one thing they have to get used to is how long the season is. And then you have to start preparing for that. But what was the biggest change for you going and what you have to fix going in this year?
I think learn to pitch better. You know, right. Everybody has – I'm not the guy to have the 95-mile-an-hour fastballs every single time. You know, I can throw it here and there, but I'm not the guy to just consistently hit 97. You know, I'm not that guy. So when I got hurt in 2018, I believe, mm-hmm. I was only up to 85, 86, you know, maybe 89 here and there. Because I was hurt, my shoulder was hurt. I was still pitching while I was hurt because I wanted to pitch, you know. But when you pitch that slow, it's kind of like now I really got to be perfect. If not, they're going to hit me. So in that season when I was throwing that, I actually learned how to pitch, learned how to take off on fastballs, add on fastballs, take off on curveballs, add on curveballs, changes the same thing, you know. So kind of making the ball move to each side of the plate and throwing it at different speeds is really kind of where I think I took the jump in my career. And ever since then, you know, the coaches started seeing that and they go, we want you to perfect that and stick to that, you know. And this offseason has been a big part of that, where I kind of learned how to pitch again instead of just throwing it hard. Because 2017, I did throw a little harder. It's funny because a lot of guys talk to me and go, whatever happened to you throwing the 95, 96, and 97s? I'm like, yeah, you know, after you get hurt, you don't really throw that hard anymore. So it was just one of those things that I think the next step that I took was being able to have the pitchability and then learn all of my pitches correctly.
Will you ever get that strength back?
Oh, yeah.
Does eventually it'll come? It's just because you're pitching through it that it doesn't come right away.
Yeah, definitely. I think this offseason working at the complex was a really good thing for me because I think I got a lot stronger and I'm a lot more ready for this season than I was last offseason. A lot more long toss and everything. Because I mean, last year I was able to get back up to 95 where I touched it a couple times, you know. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I want to be able to hit that 95, 96 consistently again. So definitely this offseason, I think, really helped me focus on my career and get ready for this season.
Cool.
He's Jordan Yamamoto. He's going to be at Fan Fest tomorrow, 3-7 at Marlins Park. I'm bringing the family out there. Should be a good time. Are you giving haircuts out to people, man? Like, what's going on? What's going to be at your booth?
Definitely not giving haircuts. That's Juice's job. That's his scene right there. So we got to let him do his thing. I don't really cut too much hair anymore. I do it once in a while for my fiance's brother, Eason, whenever, because he lives in Jupiter too. And I mean, he lives right next to me. So he usually just comes over, hangs out, and I just cut his hair or something. That's pretty much the only guy I usually cut. So.
All right, man. Well, we're looking forward to FanFest.
Yep,
we're looking forward to the season, man. It's great to hear that you had a great off season, strengthened on up, and we're looking forward to the season, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks,
Jordan. Thank you for having me.
All righty.
All right. Appreciate it.
I like him.